Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shifra Rabenstein, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Busha. Chazal teach us, Shlosha Simanim Yesh Ba'umazu. There are three identifying marks of this nation, of Klal Yisrael. Three identifying marks of a Jew. One, that we are rachmanim, people who are compassionate and merciful. Two, that we are baishanim, people who embody this midah of busha, which is our subject this week. And three, gomlei chasadim, people who perform acts of kindness. Busha, then, is not just another midah. It's one of the three defining characteristics of a Jew. It's part of what makes us stand out as unique among the other nations. But that's interesting, because the other two midos that are mentioned are ones that tend to resonate. We see that Jews are uniquely compassionate, uniquely merciful. We tend to feel a deep, internal empathy that drives the way we reach out and care for one another. We see that Jews are gomlei chasadim. The number of chesed organizations in Klal Yisrael, the chesed that we see in the Jewish community in general, is simply exceptional. The world envies the way we take care of one another. Those are traits that stand out, and those are traits that we are most proud of. But what is busha? Where do we see busha to be a defining mark of the Jewish people? And that is our agenda for this week, to explore together the different roots and applications of this very critical midah. We are going to begin today at the most basic level. And to do that, we're going to return to the Gemara that we opened with. In listing the three defining characteristics of our nation, the Gemara provides a supporting pasuk, a supporting verse for each one. The verse cited as a proof of where we see this midah of busha as a marker of our people is actually a verse that does not include the word busha at all. The pasuk is one that appears in the context of the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai. Quite an appropriate verse for us to be referencing at this time of year. The Jewish people saw and experienced the lightning, the thunder, the sound of the shofar, and overwhelmed by the moment, they took a step back. The Torah says that they asked Moshe to relay Hashem's message because the direct encounter with Hashem was too powerful, to which Moshe Rabbeinu responded by saying, "Don't be afraid. Hashem just wanted to test you. Ba'avur tihiyeh yir'aso al pneichem, so that the fear of God will always be upon you." Those are the words cited by Chazal to support the statement that the Jewish people are inherently baishanim. Ba'avur tihiyeh yir'aso al pneichem, so that the fear of God will always be upon you. In fact, the Gemara Nedarim makes an almost identical statement by saying, "Ba'avur tihiyeh yir'aso al pneichem," so that the fear of God will always be upon you. Zu busha. This is busha. But the Gemara Nedarim adds an additional explanation, and it says, "Melamed, this teaches us, shehabusha mivi'ah lidei yiras chit. Busha brings a person to fear of sin." So at the simplest level, busha is a critical midah in that it prevents us from doing what we know to be wrong. It is the natural gift given to us by Hashem as an instinct that fills us with a feeling of shame over what we are about to do and thereby sparks inhibition. In fact, the Gemara in Shabbos teaches, Lo charva Yerushalayim ela mipnei shelo haya lahem boshas panim zemize. The reason Yerushalayim was destroyed was because they did not have busha. They did not have a feeling of inhibition in front of one another. Explains the Eitz Chaim. You can't imagine how many acts of wrongdoing are prevented just by having a feeling of busha. A world without busha is a dangerous place. I don't think we have to stretch our minds too far to recognize that a world without a sense of inhibition, a world that tries to quiet the natural feeling gifted to us by God to help us withstand temptation, is a world in which people are not embarrassed by what they do wrong. It's a world in which people are encouraged to flaunt their choices, however immoral they are. But the Torah teaches us that one of the markers of a Jew is to live with busha. It is the midah embedded within us to help us maintain standards. We want to respond to that voice. Have a wonderful day, and thank you for learning together.